Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's Moore Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. We've got a really special call for you guys tonight. You're going to hear from one of the newest and brightest superstars, brand new ring earner on the Moore Success Team is going to be sharing with us tonight. But before we get started, I'd like to take just a quick second and let you guys know that Stephanie and I, we were able to hit one of our original goals when we started our prepaid legal businesses a little over 11 years ago. And that goal was to have a six-figure residual income in prepaid legal. And our, my original goal was to be able to achieve that before I was 35 years old. And I made this when I just got started, just a few months in the business. It was something that we wanted to do. And I'm not telling you guys this on the call tonight to brag on ourselves, but just to let you guys know the power of residual income and prepaid legal, because for all the new folks on the call tonight, as you market memberships and your team markets memberships and you create those overrides, you get advanced commissions for doing that, so you create a debit balance. So as your business grows year after year after year, your debit balance will grow as your business grows. But what's really cool about prepaid legal is that book of business grows, those payments that keep coming in month after month after month on all those memberships, that residual income that you receive gets bigger than the amount of advanced commissions that you receive. And over the last couple of years, our debit balance stopped growing and it started shrinking, and it was just amazing how when all that residual income started really kicking in, how fast our debit balance fell. And I'm proud to say now we have a multiple six-figure residual income in prepaid legal. I think that really speaks to the, you know, how powerful this opportunity can truly be for you and your families. And anyway, I would just think that was pretty neat. I'm excited about it. My wife is extremely excited about it. But we just want to let you guys know that it is out there for each and every one of you guys on the call tonight. But enough of that. To get things kicked off tonight, I'd like to go out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum 2, Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, six-figure ring earner. That's none other than my dad, Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you with us?
I am, Jeremy, and I don't mind bragging on you. I'm very, very proud of what you and Stephanie have been able to accomplish. And, you know, it's no brag if it's fact. And it's a fact that you guys have accomplished a considerable amount, an incredible amount, in a very short period of time. You're still very young. And I'm just very, very proud that, that you know, you're my son and what you've been able to accomplish, and, that, of course, that you're part of the team. I also want to congratulate all of our Moore Success Team winners that qualified for the Players Club trip to Cancun, Mexico. 540 associates with their guests qualified for the five-day, four-night, all-expensive, all-inclusive trip to the Beach Palace Resort in Cancun. The dates are going to be, the first trip is June the 12th through the 16th, and then the 16th through the 20th. But we just want to let everyone know that wants to travel with us that the Moore Success Team will be going on the very first trip, and we'd love to have you on that trip. If you can't, we understand. But regardless, we want to congratulate every single person, every associate that qualified for that trip. Because you're in Players Club, that's one of the perks that you get. And you don't give it to you, you earn it, and we're very, very, very proud of everyone that accomplished that goal. Also, you know, Sunday, Jeremy, I traveled to Ada, Oklahoma, and was able to go to church with you and Mr. Ken Moore and Mr. Wilburn Smith and Mr. Harlan Stonecipher. In fact, Mr. Stonecipher was the special guest speaker at our church service, and he taught on the Blueprint for Success. And the Ask, Seek, and Knock speech, a lot of the people on the call have probably heard that speech in the past, but he actually recognized the three generations of our family along with Wilbur and Carol Smith during the service, and that was really a special moment for our family, and to be able to be there and to be recognized from the founder of Prepaid Legal, Mr. Harlan Stonecipher. Also, very exciting news, the first quarter results were released today, and actually, our first quarter profit was increased 10%, and our earnings per share were up 23%. In fact, the CEO of Prepaid Legal The co-CEO and the COO, Mr. Randy Harp, said it was the best in the history of the company. And, you know, the best is what it is. It's just the best. And that's very, very exciting times with Prepaid Legal. It's great to be involved with this company and these products. But to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member, of course, the executive vice president of Prepaid Legal and the leader of our More Success team, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on, Mr. Moore?
I'm right here. Randy, is Mr. Burns on?
Do we have Ryan Burns on?
Yes, Sam. Mm-hmm.
Oh, great, great, wonderful. Yeah, Randy, that was a great day. Sunday was a great day. And I tell you, I had a great day today, even though the doctor told me just to stay 2 hours. I went to the office and stayed 3 hours. Got told by Mr. Stone and a few others to start watching my clock. But it was a great day. It was great to be out and talk to a lot of associates and everything. And hopefully in another week or two here, I'll be more active. I'm trying to do what the doctor said, but you out there knows how it is. And listen, Randy, while we're at it, before we get started on the call tonight, you know, the first Monday night in every month, we have a group trainer at 8 o'clock. This next Monday night, the first Monday night in the month, we have none other than our own Mr. Bob Pelcher. And if you haven't heard Bob and been in a class where he's at or anything, he'll be doing the training on the 8 o'clock call. Bob's an outstanding person, $100,000 ring earner, a good group trainer, a good field trainer, and just a fine, outstanding, all-around Christian man. And then Mr. John Long will be on a call. He will speak and say some special things in his position from the company. He's very proud of the More Success team, he's telling me, and he just wanted to say a few words next Monday night at the regular time. And for you that don't know, Mr. Wilbur Smith's mother passed away Saturday, and some of you that know him might want to send him an email sympathizing with him. He's a great guy. He's ahead of our team, really. He and I have been working together for 26 years. It's a wonderful man. And saying all that, Randy, I am excited tonight to have this speaker. You know why I'm excited? He's young. He's energetic. He's full of enthusiasm. He knows the product frontwards, backwards. Not only knows it, believes in it, has used it, he's getting his $100,000, not getting, he has accomplished his $100,000 ring. I'm sure he's right just on the verge of making the $250,000 ring. He is the youngest platinum on the More Success team. I won't get into his story, but made this at such a very early age, and we're extremely honored and pleased to have him on our team. And it's my honor tonight to introduce you, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ryan Burns. Ryan, glad to have you on the call, my friend. Excuse my voice. I've got a cold, and I'm sure I'm pretty gravelly. So.
Okay. Thanks so much, Mr. Moore. Can everybody hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Okay, sounds good. First, I just want to say thank you so much, Mr. Moore, and all the More Success team. I've needed your guys' help a few times, and I know that before the time came when I even had a chance to really shake you guys' hands, you've done so much for the organization and for me personally, and I appreciate you just for everything that you've done and for the path that you've paid so many of us could come in and just plug into a simple system. We really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for saying so, but it's our honor to have you tonight, Ryan.
Awesome. Thank
it's your
you.
Show, my friend. Go for it.
All right. I know that there's a lot of callers who might not know my story, so maybe I'll just get it out of the way first. I got started working with the company. It's about 2.5 years ago now. It was actually October 2007 when I started in Prepaid Legal Services, and just can't believe how quickly time has flown. But really, when I got started, I wasn't like a lot of people. A lot of people, you know, got started working with our company because they wanted to earn, you know, change their life, earn a six-figure income, and all that good stuff. I'll be straight with everybody on the call. I wanted an extra few hundred dollars for my car payment. You know, I saw people getting on stage and sharing how they made six figures from home, and I thought that was great, but I don't think my mind was really ready to accept that that was a possibility for me. But if I could earn a couple extra $100 around my full-time schedule already without having to go get a part-time job, that was exciting to me to think that I could have that extra cash. And I was on this terrible financial plan. Some of you might be on it right now or might have been on it in the past where it feels like every time you're starting to run out of money for your bills, you go open up another credit card. Not exactly the smartest plan, but that seemed to be what I was doing unintentionally or not. But, I started working with this company. I started plugging into the simple system that we had. And about 4 months in, it was actually paying me more than my full-time job. So I started just you know, considering the thought of, you know, quitting my full-time job, I thought, what would life be like if I could just, you know, work full-time on my fortune from home? And I was given some great advice from my Upline Platinum executive director. He said, Ryan, you've been making this great extra income. You're 4 months in, making, the same amount and if not more part-time from home. You know, you don't need to go full-time. You don't need to rush into it. This is a part-time business. He said, give it a few months. And so I did. I gave it a few months. My income kept on going up. And so after about 3 months of making more than I was with my full-time job, you know, he then gave me the green light. And I said, okay, I'm putting in my two-week notice. And, you know, I just cannot explain the feeling that I had when I put in that two-week notice, because that was just an amazing time in my life. I remember when I had 14 days left. I remember when I had 14 minutes left, you know, that last day. And just being able to walk away from that full-time job. I mean, it wasn't a bad one, but at the same time, a job's a job. You have to listen to somebody telling you what to do. You have to go in when they tell you to. You've got to, you know, set your days off. You can't just decide that you don't want to work today, you know, unless you're calling in slick, and that's just not a good idea. But life has been great. Now I've been working full-time from home for about 2 years. About 2 months after I went full-time, I actually had my first $8,000 month in the company. 10 months in, I had my first $10,000 month in the company. And I want to just point out that I don't ever share that with anybody to try to impress somebody. I just want people to know that if, you know, I was 24 years old when I started working with this company. I'm 26 now, and now it's paying me a strong six-figure income, and it's just an amazing feeling to be able to, you know, one, work when I want to work and have that time freedom. But I think most importantly, you know, I'm never going to be a trainer that's going to be telling somebody that this is a get-rich-quick thing. You know, it's going to be so easy because it's not. I work very hard to do what I've done in the last 2.5 years. But it's exciting to be able to wake up in the morning and be passionate and excited about what you're about to go do rather than dreading the alarm clock. You know, waking up when you want to and going to work with something that you feel like you're making a real difference. And you feel like you're building your future, a real future, something that's going to last, not just some money now, but something that can take care of you in the future. And I understand that, you know, money, you know, whether it buys happiness or not, but I love what Mr. Chris Hughes said, something that stuck with me at convention. He said, I don't know if money buys happiness, but I do know it buys options. And that's something I think is just so true. When you get money out of the way, and you can start thinking about, you know, what you want to do with it for your family, you know, for your church, or for the new house you want to live in, the new car you want to drive, whatever it is, you know, it's just so nice to have money out of the way so you can start doing what you want to do and not what you have to do. And I just think that's so great, and Prepaid Legal allows you a way to earn that. Now, that being said, I kind of want to back up in my story a little bit and hopefully share something that might help any of the new associates or struggling associates or just any of the other executive directors that are wanting to, you know, take their business to the next level. I remember when I first got started in the business, I felt like I had a disadvantage is my sponsor was only in the business for about 9 days before they exposed me to the business. So, you know, what she did it right. She said, hey, Ryan, I want you to take a look at something. And, you know, it's a, you know, come grab some free food. So she invited me out to lunch, and I looked at it, and I loved it. And, you know, eventually I started investigating it. You know, I suppose I tried to have my first pitch I put out to my dad, kind of asking his opinion, but at the same time, I think I was really trying to get my first commission to see if my dad sees value in this for him, and for how cautious he is about where he puts his money, then I'll do this. And when I spoke to him about it, and I gave him, you know, some information about it, he looked at me and he laughed, and he pulled out his wallet, and he had a Prepaid Legal card in his wallet. And he said, Ryan, I've had Prepaid Legal services for 14 years. And I just laughed, and I said, dang it, Dad, you know, you're supposed to be my first commission. but at the same time, I just said, what have you used it for? And it was just such a funny coincidence that here I am showing my dad a business that he had already had the services for and didn't even know that there was a business opportunity attached to it. And he just knew he had a service that he loved and a service that he had used. He felt like it saved his business. And he even signed up, he even referred a bunch of our neighbors to get the service because of the time he used it. He liked it so much, he couldn't keep his mouth shut about it. Now, I don't know why that associate didn't say anything to my dad about the business opportunity, but he just went in and did those other, showed our neighbors and signed up some other people with the services. But I'm glad they didn't, because now my dad is on my team. But I just think it's funny that here we have a service that it didn't matter that my dad didn't get paid. He still went out and referred it to people that he cared about, people that he felt he wanted to have them to have the same benefit. And that's been a story that I'll admit it's been an advantage for me. I don't have to question the services like maybe a lot of people when they just get started and they've never used them. And so maybe that's the first thing you need to do so you can be standing on the same solid ground, is I knew the services worked because my dad loved it so much. And when you can believe in our company and you can believe in the services, the business opportunity is easy. You know, you go out there and you just work hard and you show people, you know, one of the top requested employee benefits. You've got attorney generals across the country saying it's the best thing that's happened in the U.S. justice system in history. I mean, you've got people like Thomas Donahue, the president of the most powerful lobbyist group on the planet, the United States Chamber of Commerce, standing on our stage saying what a fantastic company that we have and what a great thing that we're doing for the economy and what a great service we have. Hey, we've got so much credibility with an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau after 38 years of history. I mean, you can start getting some confidence about what you're doing. And I think what that does for you is it gives you posture. When we go out there and we timidly show people a service that we are not even sure whether it's good or not, the business doesn't go so well. So my advice to any new associates is go out there and get your will done so you have something in your hand. Go out there and just use the service. Call them for some advice. You know, call them to have a document reviewed so you understand it a little bit better. Just as an excuse to use the law firm, pull out a document and have them review it, and just so you can see how our services work. Because I can tell you, once you've had that personal experience with our company, you're going to be very excited about what you're doing. You're going to be very excited about sharing it with other people. And, you know, I think that's why one reason why we got a good start. But, you know, back to my start is my sponsor. She did a great job. But honestly, when I asked her a question, she knew about as much as I did. We didn't know what we were doing. We had an upline executive director that had over 10,000 people in his organization. And honestly, he probably would have taken our calls as much as we would have called him. But I was intimidated by that, and we never called him. Because, you know, we found out that there was a number, 580-436-7424, that you can call into corporate and ask them questions. And then we found out that we had a weekly briefing that we could plug into. And I'll tell you, that's all I knew when I started, is I had an associate that was committed to the business but not experienced. But we have 580, so we could ask any question we wanted to corporate. And we could also attend our weekly briefing. And then we could get on weekly trainings. Just like this team call. Some areas even have weekly live events you can go to. Plug into those. Those are great. But you also have this call where you can listen into and get a nugget every week. So that's all I knew. All I knew was, you know, we had the briefing. I knew we had 580, and I knew I had a weekly training call or a weekly training that I could plug into. And obviously, consequently, all I did was, as we showed people the information, I started learning that I didn't need to sell this thing. You know, a lot of people don't know this part about my story. I was a very slow starter. You know, people are surprised when they hear that. Right now, I'm a Platinum 2 executive director in the company. I've worked my butt off to get here. But 44 days in the business, I had two total recruits in the business, 44 days in the business. It's obviously not the kind of start that you're thinking of. Now, I marketed some memberships on the side, so I was making a little bit of money from that. But, you know, here I was, you know, 44 days in the business. I had two recruits. Finally, on the 45th day, you know, there was a CFT qualification, and I barely got that person in right on time. And it took me another 45 days to get my fourth person. So here I am, 3 months in the business. I had four recruits. So, you know, I did kind of have a slow start, but I plugged into the trainings and I started learning the little mistakes that I was making. I started seeing that this was a lot easier than I was making it, that the difficult part was to learn how to keep it simple, which sounds so ironic, but the difficult part is to learn how to keep it simple. Let people watch a website. Let people watch a DVD. You know, when somebody asks you a question, put them on the line with your third-party expert. That's called a three-way call. And I'll tell you what, when I started really learning how to keep this business simple, you know, people, they're always asking themselves three questions, like Jeff Olson says. And whether they're nodding and bobbing in front of you and smiling, they may not be interested. You know, believe it or not, sometimes people give you false body language. Because what's really going on in their head is this: do I want to do what this guy's doing to me? They're also thinking, can I do what this guy's doing to me? And they're also thinking, do I have time? And if I sit on a sit-down presentation one-on-one with a guy and 3 hours later I get his application, he's going to be driving home thinking, man, that's a great service and a great company, but I do not have time to do that to anybody. And I definitely don't want to. If I'm sitting there for 45 minutes and I'm just so, so good because I'm such a good presenter, the person's going to be thinking, man, this is such a great company. I would love to be involved. But he is so good. And if that happens, then you've got somebody who would love to join your company. Or even if they sign because you're so good, they're driving home thinking, man, he is so good at this business. He is so good. I can't do what he's doing. And now the person joins the Witness Protection Program, and you can never get a hold of them again. If you've signed up associates to join the Witness Protection Program, that might be a reason. It's because you were too good. And some ways to solve some of these problems, they taught me. They said instead of just doing a presentation for somebody, when they ask you a question, put them on a three-way call with an expert and start to let them experience the simplicity of our system. So whether you're 8 minutes in the business or 8 years in the business, we all follow the same system. Let the tool do the talking and let your third party do the answering and get them to a live event. And the third party person is the one that can do that. And, you know, 4 months in the business, I started having more success. Now I had, you know, maybe 10 or 15 people. So things started coming together. Things started working out. And then about 6 months in the business, I decided to go to a national convention like we just got back to and back from, and it was an amazing experience. When I was gone at that national convention, I brought five of the 30 people that were on my team at that time. It's a little over 30 people that I had on my team. And between me and the five people that went to that convention that were serious about our business, serious enough that we were taking a weekend off of our life, we were willing to drive 19 hours to get to Ada, Oklahoma from Salt Lake City, Utah. We were willing to, you know, cram a hotel room with 10-plus people in a hotel room that's only supposed to sleep four because we couldn't afford to be there, you know, but we found a way to make it happen because we were serious about our businesses. Between me and the five people that I brought with me, in the next 6 months, by the time I went to the next convention, we had nearly 600 people in our organization. And I can say that less than 30 of those 500-plus people that joined our team came from the 25 people that we left behind. They all came from the five that came to that national convention. And so you just start to realize that some people, they have the philosophies and the commitment to commit to doing this business. And once you really understand and learn the system, it just gets so much easier. Really, there's five steps to the system. Step one is you. Step two, three, four, and five is all the system. Step one is you've got to approach somebody and invite them to your private business reception. You've got to tell them that you're on your way over there because you have something important you want to show them. It'll take about 15 minutes. And by the way, they may or may not be interested. When can you come by? You know, that's you. That's the hardest part, is just getting the approach done. The next step is using a tool, popping in a DVD, letting them listen to a sizzle call, having them watch a website, so that's the tool. Step two is the tool. Step three is the three-way call. So now somebody can just, you know, answer their questions for them. Even if you know the answer to the question, sometimes it's so nice to put them on a three-way call because you're teaching them how simple this business is. They're more excited to get started because they're less nervous about it. They're thinking, all this guy did was showed me a DVD. I asked him a question. He put me on the phone with somebody else. I can do this. And then the three-way call person invites them to the live event, step four. And then after the live event, we just start plugging them into the system and getting trained, like on this call. Every week we're driving activity to this call. And, you know, you revolve your business around the business briefing. In all of our areas, hopefully most of us, I would say 90-plus percent of us, have a weekly business briefing. And if you can just revolve your business around that, you know, it might take every ounce of energy for you to get one or two guests there your first week. You know, so now here you are sitting with one of your guests. Now, if they like what they see, it might take every ounce of you to get that person to listen to a weekly training call. But now you got two people who know the system and have learned it, and they're excited because other people are having success. And every week you can listen to a different person. You know, a young guy making a six-figure income. You can find somebody walked away from, you know, several law offices making a six-figure income with us, passive residual from home. People making six figures walking their kids to the bus stop. People who are working part-time with our company. They're assistant principals at their school, yet they make six figures on their part-time job on the side with prepaid legal. I mean, all these stories you get to listen to on these weekly calls. And now you've got two people doing everything they possibly can to get another guest to the briefing. And now you've, let's say that out of two, you got three there now. Now you do everything throughout the week. You do your private business reception, your grand opening, make your list. Choose everybody on that list that you're comfortable having in your home. And that private business reception is so simple. Basically, all you're doing is saying, hey, John, come on over. I've got something really exciting, a new business I'm working on. You know what? It might not even be for you, but, you know, your opinion means a lot to me. Can you come over? I mean, just something so simple. Just call them up, say, hey, it might not even be for you, but, you know, your opinion means the world to me. Do you mind bringing the chips? And it's at 6 o'clock tomorrow. You get them over there. And when they're there, you know, you are hosting your business, your private business reception. You can just simply tell the people that came, guys, thank you so much for coming. I think I found a way to make a little extra income around my full-time job so I don't have to go get another one so I can spend some more time with my kids. I really appreciate you being here. We're just going to watch this DVD, you know, so you can take a good look at what I'm so excited about, Power Play. And that's it. So that's the private business receptions you're doing around your business briefing so that the next week you can have four people at the business briefing. And now all four of you are learning how to plug into the calls, do your private business receptions, follow that simple, system of approaching a person, using a tool, using a three-way call to answer their questions, getting them to a live event, and getting them trained. And you're just going over and over and over in that system. It's so exciting when you realize how doggone simple this business is. It is so fun when you start to realize that and when your team starts to realize it too. Get paid quickly and get your team paid as quickly as you possibly can. Follow that system, plug them in, revolve your business around the briefing, and you'll just start to see it'll start to grow. You know, from 5 to 7 to 9 to 8, if you work really hard, you'll get it up to 10 people on your team attending your business briefing. Before you know it, at that point, you start getting people knowing enough of what they're doing that they sponsor somebody out in New York, who sponsors somebody out in Hawaii, who sponsors somebody out in Florida, who sponsors somebody out in California, and you'll have a national organization because you're willing to put in the time now and make the sacrifices now. Life is dramatically different than it was just 2 years ago. It's just so exciting to be able to work with something I'm so passionate about and to see some of my friends and people I care about having success as well. I absolutely love this business, and I'm so grateful for it. And thank you guys so much for anybody who took the time to get on the call today. And I'm going to go ahead and just stop right there and turn the call over to the Morse.
Ryan, what a great job. We really thank you for being on. Anybody that couldn't take that and go be successful just wasn't listening very well. Randy, I'll turn it to you. Randy?
Mr. Burns, I want to congratulate you for doing such a fine job. It was an honor to actually recognize you in Oklahoma City at the convention this year for receiving your $100,000 ring. And, of course, back in 2008, you were actually the top recruiter on our entire More Success team. So for a young man, you've done incredibly well, and we're very, very proud and appreciative for your efforts on the More Success team.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Burns. With that, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you.
Well, Randy, what a great call, what a great enthusiasm that young man puts into everything. I can see why he's successful. He goes out, he don't just dream it, he makes it happen. So with that, I'd like to tell everybody, keep putting God first, your family second, and prepaid third, and God bless you, and we'll look for you next Monday night. God bless, and good night.
Good night, everyone.